Ahoy.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you. What's your name?
I go by JP.
JP, how are you?
I'm doing great. I didn't realize till this morning that you had to stand in any band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you play, Stan?
I don't play. I'm not in the band.
Well, I don't get it. Well, you know, I tried to start a band myself.
Ah, oh, so you do?
Oh, you play?
You have a band? You play? What do you play?
I sing, and oh. You know, I also play a couple of instruments. I got one main instrument, but the band didn't work out too well because anybody who's been in a band probably knows there's a lot of fighting that goes on.
Oh, sure, that happens. Yeah.
There's a lot of disagreements. Our main disagreement in the band it's partially because of the instrument that I play. I was accused of being full of myself and not knowing what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing and I play harmonica.
Okay, so you play the harp.
No, I call it the harmonica.
Harmonica.
It's got nothing to do with a harp. I don't know
mouth
why they
harp.
Call it that. I usually what I find is people that call it harp is people that don't know how to play it.
But you do.
Yeah, I'm like.
So you sing and play the harmonica.
Well, I am like what Van Halen is to the guitar. I am to the harmonica.
Really?
Yeah. I tell people this, and
they get mad.
You know, they don't believe me until they hear it. And then they still want to argue with me because my main problem is that I was playing with a bunch of hippies.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom may know this because usually the only people that got time to do a band full time is people that are hippies that don't work. You know, drum circles, hacky sack, a lot of pot, all of that.
Yeah,
nonsense,
yeah. Yeah. So you've
I'm
tried.
I'm more of a type A personality.
So you've tried a few times.
Because I want to be the effing best.
Right.
Right.
Do you have your harmonica with you?
Well,
can you play some?
I wanted to get Tom's opinion since he seems to be the musician in the bunch.
So you have your harmonica and you want to play and kind of like almost like an audition?
Maybe later, but I had a question that I wanted to ask of somebody who's a real musician's musician.
Okay.
Because this is what broke up my band. And it's because of, I think, jealousy and because of the fact that I play the harmonica and I refuse to call it a harp.
Right.
I have a theory because these hippies, they're always playing hacky sacks, doing the drum circles. They're smoking out of water pipes.
Right, the drugs.
And I one day, just offhandedly, it's my opinion, I'm entitled to it, I just said out loud, I said, "You," because we were going to cover some Blues Traveler songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it so much better than Blues Traveler does.
Right, yeah, you do.
And I say, hey, I just said it out loud, and I want to see if Tom agrees. I just said simply, John Popper is a fraud.
I don't know. I think he's all right.
He's the harmonica player.
You know what? I'm a harmonica player. He is a faker.
How is he? First of all, how is he a faker?
He can't really play the harmonica.
But you can.
I can run circles.
You're a lot of talk. You're a lot of talk.
He's a fraud. He's a fake.
You're a lot of talk.
He can't even play the harmonica.
That's neither here nor there. I don't know that you can play the harmonica. You're so far really loose with the lips saying how great you are. Can't keep a band together because you want to do it your way. You're the best. I haven't heard anything out of you. You dope ya?
Well, why are you coming down on me? Are you some sort of John Popper fan?
No.
Because he's a fraud. He's a crazy guy.
He's had a few hit records. He's had some albums that have sold. What have you done? Because you've talked now for a good 7 minutes and done nothing.
The deck is so far stacked against real musicians. Now people want to hear rappers. They want to hear processed crap. Am I right, Tom?
Yeah. That's what's, topping the charts is all the rap stuff.
You're on a 100,000-watt radio station throughout Southwest Florida. Then play.
I have challenged John Popper. I sent him a nasty email. And I said,
I'm sure he got it.
If you're that good, how about we have a blow-off?
Yeah, I'm sure that, all right. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that, he would go and take time out of his day to go against. He doesn't have to.
Can I prove my point?
I wish you would.
Do you guys got any John Popper or any Blues Traveler where he's playing harmonica?
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Hang on. Got some. Here, let's bring it up.
You know what? What I want to do is I want to do a blow-off.
Pardon?
I want to do a blow-off.
So how do you want to do this? Play a little bit of his stuff and then you're going to play?
Yeah, you play some of his stuff and then I will prove to you that he's a fraud and I'm better than he is.
Fine.
And I can't even play the harmonica.
Go ahead, braggart.
But I'm better than he is.
All right, here you go.
All right, here. That's pretty good. It's really good. That's
sounds
awesome.
Pretty good to me.
That sounds mighty good to me.
You know what I call that?
What?
That's noodling.
Okay, go ahead.
That's not playing the harmonica.
Your turn.
That's just, mumbling around,
your
occasionally hit
turn.
A high note.
Your turn. Your turn.
I don't know if I can do this.
I don't think you can
down.
Do it either.
You said you wanted to have a blow-off.
Yeah, your turn, idiot. What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sound like a train.
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
Okay, I'm going to change keys now.
Okay. Sounds like he's like going up and down his lips.
He sucks. You suck.
You tell me the difference between that and what you just played from John Popper.
A lot different. Come on, keep up.
You know, I think he's right. It does kind of sound the same. It does. It sounds the same.
You know what? With the music. With the music
tell
there,
me the difference.
With the music there, it didn't sound that bad. Do that again. Hold on. Get ready because we're going to have the music. I want to hear you again. I want to be a final judge on this thing. But you know what? I think you might be right.
The guy's a hack.
Wait a second. Get some more.
He's a hack.
And play along with him.
I'm locked up.
You're locked up. Well, I'm locked up, too. But that's nothing to do with the radio. All right. See, now, just you alone, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, but you put the band behind it and you BS the public. That's my whole point.
Yeah, who taught you how to play?
Nobody. I heard the Blues Traveler and I said, this guy sucks. He's a fraud.
He's made a lot of
and
money.
Deep down, you know I'm right.
You sounded just like him.
I know it.
That was nice. Will you do me a favor?
So I was wondering
No, I don't want you around.
He's got to be bad if he wants to sound like John Popper.
Get lost. Do you hear me?
He's got to be a really bad harmonica player if he wants to sound like John Popper.
And so you're a really bad harmonica player.
And you
I have no idea how to play the instrument. John Popper is a retard who can't play the harmonica.
But you sounded just like him.
Yeah, that's my point. So why can't I get a gig?
Maybe it's attitude.
Oh, F you.
Maybe it's your attitude.
You know what? Maybe it's your attitude.
Maybe it's your attitude. Here you go. I'll see you later. Okay. Stop the music. Okay. Yeah, you proved your point. Okay, I gotta go.
I mean, a child can do that, for Christ's sake.
You're an idiot.
And a child can do that.
Stay away from me.
How is this guy selling records? This is me off.
It's attitude with you.
Why can't I get a break?
He's lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
I'll see you guys at the Whale House.
No, you won't.
Yeah, come on down to the Whale House.
Come to the Whale House.
Okay, will do. I'll bring my belt of harmonica.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Dilly. Don't go round willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. I'm such a misfit. I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me. I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me, we got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, my paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. And what is kicking off today is going to be monumental, and I personally am going to have such a good time.
Monumental.
All right, let me give you the details on this, because Santa is coming. Okay, and Beasley Broadcasting has put together a station thing, each station doing their own thing, and we're doing our thing for the Marines Toys for Tots. We are doing a Beasley bike drive. Now, what this is going to entail is at 8 p.m. this evening, during the Roger Marley Dave the Waterman show, an RV will be parked at the Estero Walmart right here next to the radio station.
Right here in downtown Estero.
Yep. The Estero Walmart. And we want to thank RV Rentals of Southwest Florida and LaBelle for the RV. But at 8 p.m. this evening, Dave the Waterman will be escorted to that RV in the Walmart parking lot at the Estero Walmart, and he will be locked into that RV. Locked in. From the outside. Dave.
Well, wouldn't do much good from the inside.
Correct. Dave the Waterman is going to stay in that RV 24/7 until Friday afternoon.
So he'll be like in a human fishbowl.
Yes. You can go by the Walmart in Estero and take a look for yourself. He will be locked in there. Why is he being locked in there? Well, I told you, Toys for Tots, bikes, bicycles for kids. You will start today. You pledge a bike, two bikes, three bikes. You're a business and you pledge 10 bikes, 20 bikes for Toys for Tots, and then have those bikes there any way you want to do it. You want to get them from the Walmart in Estero? I've been told they're well aware of what's going on. More bikes than the eye can see if you want to donate from there. You can donate online and have them dropped off there on Friday. You can go to another bike place and bring the bikes over in your pickup truck or your van and drop them. We just need all the bikes dropped off on Friday afternoon. And the Toys for Tots trucks will be there at the Walmart to haul them all off. And then, and only then, will Dave the Waterman be released from the RV. Now, we're going to be basing this on good faith for right now until Friday, your pledges. So if you want to text us, and that's how we're going to keep track of how Stan and Haney see how many bikes we get donated each day, based on your text to us on, are you pledging a bike? Who are you? We'll need your name or business and how many bikes you're pledging for Toys for Tots. We'll keep track of it. Say one day, hey, we've got, 22 bikes that were donated. Each day, Dave the Waterman will have a quota that we, the station, have to meet. Zito, you and I, his sidekick, Roger. And say his goal was set at 20 bikes tomorrow. Dave, it's Wednesday, and you got to make sure that we get 20 bikes donated for Toys for Tots. And it's 17.
Uh-oh.
Well, things get taken away. He might not have a hot meal. He might
you
not.
You enjoy this stuff way too much.
He might have his mattress taken out of the RV.
You're talking about. It's a given that Dave is locked up for the next several days. It's how pleasant that stay will be.
Now,
and so creature comforts, some might say necessities, could be removed from him.
Shut off the toilet. So he has to use a dry toilet. I also suggested, because Jeff Zito and I were talking about it, because the RV, let me tell you something, RV Rentals of Southwest Florida and LaBelle got him a nice RV. But it needs a generator to run. Doesn't meet the quota for the day. Maybe the
power gets shut off.
Maybe the generator shut off for 6 to 7 hours in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, depending on how cold it gets. He's going to have a certain number that he must get.
Now, just for peace of mind, it's not going to be some stranger determining this. You'll be involved, won't you, to make sure that...
Absolutely. I will be involved. He goes in at 8 o'clock tonight. Now, and I'll be promoting this throughout the rest of the week. We got a lot of people that have already committed to donating a bike. So they've pledged a bike. A lot of businesses have already stepped forward to pledge a bike. Or two or three. The first individual, and it's not a pledge for this... I need to see the receipt. You got to fax us or send a photograph of the receipt. First individual person, not a business, not a corporation, who donates 10 bikes. Say, you know what? I'm going to donate 10 bikes to Toys for Tots. First individual that does that and can prove it. Dave gets to spend the night with me in the RV.
What?
I'm climbing in, and we're gonna have a really good time, and we'll keep the mics open. 10 bikes. 10 bikes, first person, individual, with the receipt to prove it.
Would be putting you in there with...
I'm in there.
With Dave locked in.
And my job is to be a complete headache to him. I will go and drive him effing nuts.
But you're telling me that the prize is to have you locked in there.
Yep.
Like locking in a big dog with a cat.
Yep. First 10 bikes. That one, see, we're doing pledges. That one's going to have to be an official one. You've done it already. Here's the receipt. Take a picture of the receipt. Uh-huh. Send it to us. I'm going in for a night. A night that he won't forget.
Neither will you.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it for the charity. There's quotas that the station has to meet. He doesn't meet the quotas. Food's taken away. Amenities are taken away. Power's taken away. Comforts, human comforts are taken away.
Creature comforts, right? Yeah. Things like beds and toilets.
This starts right now. Now, let me talk to the listeners.
You know...
What?
I'm sure you would never do this.
What?
But I just want to make sure that, you know, you're thinking so you don't accidentally do this. Like, if somehow you did get locked in that RV...
Yeah.
You know what time you're getting out.
Yep, sure do.
It wouldn't be something you would do, but... A lesser person might figure out, okay, I've got 2 to 3 hours left in this RV. I am going to take an overdose of laxative to make sure that I void my system before I leave.
Already in the works.
Oh.
I'm going to make sure that I have a lot of asparagus and broccoli.
How about some baked beans?
Baked beans and... I'm going to have going in there my comforts. I might have a ice cold cooler of drinks and some snacks and stuff like that.
But that's for you.
But that's for me. I'm sacrificing.
You might even have a couple of cold beers.
Yep, guaranteed they're going to be in there.
Might even take that bottle of whiskey.
Might even have a little bottle of whiskey. One shot glass, mine. Here's the bottom line. And we'll start doing it right now. This is for a good cause. There are other radio stations here and other air personalities at other radio stations that think that the Stan and Haney listener not good enough to come up with the amount of bikes they've got. I told them, your listeners are millennials who want a bike. Mm-hmm. They don't give a bike.
Yeah, they're the recipients.
Our listeners are somebody
are like, the people that have put together bikes in the middle of the night. They know what's going
on.
And
they also remember when they were a kid that the bike they were hoping for didn't arrive that year and they had to wait till next year. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they had to mow some lawns to get money for that bike. We're going to get donations. Here's how it's going to go again.
Maybe their dad made him muck stalls when they knew he was allergic.
Yep.
Maybe the sisters were listening to their Beatles records and made fun of him.
Here's what I want you to do. A lot of people on the text line commenting about the RV and the torture and all. That's great. I'm glad you got a good initial reaction. We want pledges for bikes. Text us 239-277-9600.
And I know this is serious because
this is serious.
Dave's been deployed.
Yep. 239-277-9600. 277-9600. I want, starting now, if you can donate, and it's a pledge. I want your name, where you're from, and how many bikes you're pledging. It could be one bike. Think kid's bike, a new bike. You want to pledge a bike? We'll mark you down that you're pledging a bike. Have it at the Walmart on Friday. You want to pledge two? If you're a business out there, and we know a lot of business people, you want to pledge more? Please do. It's a pledge right now. We're counting on you to be there on Friday. Text us the bikes that you're going to pledge. One bike. If you're just a mom and popper and that sounds good. I want to do it out of the goodness of my heart. I'm going to pledge a bike for the Toys for Tots. Or if you're a business and say, guess what? I want to do 10 bikes. Text us your name or your business, how many bikes you're pledging. And we're going to keep a list of how many Stan and Haney raise for Dave in the RV and the Toys for Tots.
Okay, I forgot that was starting today. I do have an issue with it.
What?
What time is he coming in today?
I have no idea. He might not have time to run your errands.
No, it's not that.
What? What?
He's going in tonight, and
yes,
he's there through Friday.
8 o'clock through Friday.
Well, you know what tomorrow is.
What's tomorrow?
It's his birthday.
Too bad. People are going to have to... Don't worry. I'll make arrangements that we can get a birthday cake to him. What kind of birthday cake?
So, I've got his present, but it's at the house. Do I need to get that and bring it in?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No. What you could do is tomorrow go over to the Walmart, leave it outside the RV for him to see, and all of us can go and mess around with it while he looks through the RV window and can't touch it.
So we would open it for him?
Yeah, we'd open it for him and use it.
I'm not doing that. I paid for it.
Pledge a bike. Go right now. Text in your pledge. This is for a great cause. The Marines Toys for Tots.
Causes don't come any better.
Dave is locked in. We need bikes for the kids. Toys for Tots are going to be there on Friday.
Are you really willing to spend the night in the RV in the Walmart parking lot with Dave?
Individual that donates 10 bikes, and I need to see the receipt, I'll go in.
You sure you're up to that?
I am. Well.
You're not a well man.
I'll bring my medication.
All right.
And my oxygen and tent and inhalers.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Dave goes in, locked in, RV in the Walmart parking lot in Estero tonight at 8. We're looking for bikes, I'll tell you that. We are locking Dave the Waterman in an RV until we raise enough bikes for Toys for Tots. The big finale to this thing will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. this Friday at the Walmart in Estero. Drop off your bike and release Dave into the wild. Dave is going to be locked up starting tonight at 8 p.m. He's going to remain in the RV all week. Your job is to donate a new bike for Toys for Tots.
So as things begin, as Dave goes in there tonight, it's a nice RV.
It is a nice RV.
And it's up to certain circumstances mm-hmm. whether it stays that way.
How comfortable
yeah.
the circumstances will be. I don't care.
How large an RV is it?
Small. He got the smallest one.
Would it be a Class B or a Class C?
I don't know. I saw the pictures. It's got a bed. It's got a little oven and microwave and a little place to sit down and the facilities and all of that. Some days they'll be available to him. Some days they won't be, depending on if he gets enough bikes.
And did I hear you correctly that you're willing to go in there with him?
If somebody will donate 10 bikes, 10. And he goes, oh, I like 10 bikes. It's for Toys for Tots, kids' bikes, new bikes. Someone donates 10 bikes, I'm going in there for one night. It could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen Thursday.
And you say that when you're in there, it would be wired up?
What do you mean wired up?
With microphones?
Oh, well, he's going to be able to broadcast from in there. I'll be able to broadcast in there. So who's ever on and they need to do a break? I'll be in there, letting him know how things are going. I'll do one night.
And I would imagine a man of your stature, that if you were to be in the RV, your comfort would come first.
Absolutely.
So while some days Dave might have a bed to sleep in, when you're there, you
bed's
would...
Bed's mine.
Yeah.
The bed is mine. And I'm going to bring my Snuggie and my own pillow.
And you're going to be doing whatever you want.
Whatever I damn well please.
At whatever time that may
whatever
be.
Whatever it may be. If you want to donate, we want to keep track of who's donating.
I know you're an early riser.
I love to get up early. We want to keep track. If you can donate a bike, and we're asking right now for pledges. It's Tuesday. We need the bike there on Friday, so pledge a bike for Toys for Tots, and we'll mark you down as pledging.
And isn't it amazing this is going to be happening on Dave's birthday?
Yep.
Dave's birthday is tomorrow.
You know what? It's his birthday. You want to reward Dave with a birthday gift? Donate a bike to Toys for Tots. I see a lot of texts already in the first 45 minutes of the show. Oh, this is awesome. The torture and kidnapping. This is great. Oh, are you taking this away from him and that? When are you going in there? That's great. I mean, I love the curiosity. It's the bikes that matter. Because no bikes, Dave's life is hard. Plenty of bikes, Dave's life is good.
Although... You're saying it's good with plenty of bikes, meaning you're going to go take over the RV with plenty of bikes.
Well, the bikes aren't going to be in the RV.
No, I'm saying plenty of bikes, life is good, but plenty of bikes mean you go in and take over, too.
No, it's just one person has to donate 10. And now, if nobody wants to step up and donate 10 bikes...
You won't be in there.
I won't be in there. I don't have to worry about it. I'll be in the comfort of my own home. Somebody donates 10 bikes, I'm in there. And I will make this announcement right now. Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan is going to be coming into the radio station either tomorrow or the next day. And he already told me what he's donating.
He doesn't mess around.
He does not mess around. But again, that's a car dealer. That's Naples Nissan. It's the individuals, too, that where you, there's a $60 kid's bike for like a kid getting his first two-wheeler. It's not that big of a donation to make, and it helps Toys for Tots. And the Marines do a phenomenal job with that.
And they've been doing it a long time.
Long time. So you know it's going to a good cause, and that bike is going to be used on Friday. The Toys for Tots people are going to be there with their big, giant trucks loading up those bikes and taking them to needy kids. It's a good cause. Text us with your pledge. Call us with your pledge. You'll be glad you did. And Dave will, too. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Did you use the word torture during that promo?
Somebody did, not me. Oh, our girl. A flu shot?
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I have to get a flu shot today. Can't I just skip the shot and take the risk? I mean, is the flu really that bad? So you puke and shiver for a few days. I can handle that. And I could definitely handle the time off from work. Who cares if I used up all my sick days going to matinees? If I miss out on some money, I'll just cut down on buying Christmas gifts for people I don't want to shop for anyway. I mean, it's about time I cut some friends off. I need to spend more time reading and taking walks in nature. I don't do that enough. Do you hear yourself? I'm rationalizing not wanting a flu shot by saying I don't take enough walks. I hate shots, okay? They terrify me. There, I admitted it. I've just got to go get it over with. Then I'll get a popsicle. You have to have a popsicle after a shot, right?
Yes.
Right. I'm 8 years old.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You know, on this radio station, occasionally, especially today, we got Mike Chiannopoulos coming in. And you call, and you might be put on hold for a few minutes as we get to your call. Or Mike might want to be talking about something, and you'll be on hold for a few minutes. It's part of the deal. There is a radio show in Northern Ireland. They were talking about Brexit. And there was a caller on the line that wanted to come on the air and talk about it. And he was on hold for 35 minutes. Well, the DJs finally got around to him and brought him live on the air.
Joey in Bournemouth has been waiting for 35 minutes.
And you're going to blame it on me now, are you?
No. We believe he's fallen asleep because we think we can hear him snoring. All right? So let's just pump this up and see.
That's not fair.
We put the man to sleep.
I knew it.
Hello, Joey. Hello, Joey. So, Joey, what do you think of Brexit? This meaningful vote next Tuesday, Joey. I think this is the best. This has been the best Nolan Five Live show in years.
Absolute Law text line: do these bikes need to be assembled, or can they still be in the box? Put them in the bike. Leave them in the box. Get the bike to the Estero Walmart on Friday.
And the Marines will handle it.
They handle anything. A bike. Tell me that you're donating a bike. Don't ask me about how it could backfire. Don't ask me about kids riding bikes. Snap out of it. This is Toys for Tots. The Marines. Stop wondering what's going on and donate. Remember the story you did a couple of weeks ago about the Burger King promotion?
Yes.
Burger King launched the promotion last week that you could get a Whopper for a penny if you downloaded their app, then ordered while you were within 600 feet of a McDonald's. Well, a guy in Southern California decided to try it, and Burger King would not honor the promotion.
Of course.
Then accidentally charged him $1,100 on his app.
Nice.
I thought it was a great idea, kind of, you know, slapping McDonald's in the face, so to speak. The manager said that they weren't sure. First, he said it didn't come through. And then he said that he wasn't sure that they were even a part of the promo. $1,093.91 at a fast food restaurant. I don't know how this could happen. You know, technology is supposed to help us.
Yeah, supposed to.
Amen, brother.
Golden State Warrior Steph Curry was on a podcast yesterday called Winging It, and he doesn't believe man landed on the moon. See, a lot of young people don't believe we did this, and now an NBA superstar is going on and saying we didn't land on the moon.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
They're going to come get us. I don't think so.
Elon Musk.
Sorry, I don't start the conspiracy.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You got to do the research on Stanley Kubrick.
Like big back then. Bro. Man, you talking about we got some? We took something to the moon? I don't think so.
Really?
Wow.
But yet David Blaine comes and does a card trick for Steph Curry, and he goes crazy.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Maybe it's cold outside. You know, Dean Martin had a hit with that. That was a Dean Martin big smash. Dean Martin's daughter, Dina Martin, was on Fox and Friends yesterday. No, nobody knew Dean Martin better than his daughter. What would your dad think about this baby it's cold outside problem going on? Here's Dean Martin's daughter.
There's nothing bad about that song, and it just breaks my heart. And I know my dad would be going insane right now. He would say, well, what's the matter with you? You know, get over it. It's just a fun song. Because he was so sweet anyways. You know, he would never see anything bad
like the greatest
than that.
Guy.
He was a great guy, fun guy, nice. And he wouldn't want to do anything offensive. That wasn't Dean Martin.
Nope. Get a load of this.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Dean Martin doesn't know what's considered offensive today, like the American flag.
Right. Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler has a new band.
It's a little late for that, isn't it?
This is actually pretty good. It's called Deadland Ritual with Matt Scorum from Guns N' Roses, guitarist Steve Stevens, and singer Frankie Perez. They just released their debut single, Down in Flames. Take a listen. That's good. I thought that sounded really good. All right, I saved the best for last. I saved the best for last. You familiar with Andy Serkis?
Yes.
The voice of Gollum?
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, isn't he, he does the acting for Gollum for the CGI.
Andy Serkis brought back Gollum from Lord of the Rings to make a video about Brexit. He dressed as the British Prime Minister. The video is great. The audio, this is one of those times the audio's the best because you picture Gollum. You don't need to know anything about politics. You don't need to know anything about Brexit. Just think Gollum when you hear this. Dressed as an old British lady, having a conversation between her two halves.
It's great. This is, take a listen.
Precious. Our agreement. This is it. Our deal. Yes. Yes. We takes back control. Money. Borders, laws. Blue passports. No, it hurts the people. It makes them poorer. But I finds it and negotiates it. We want it. We has to do it. Okay. We ask the people if they want it, and then no.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That is so great. Grab Bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Toys for Tots. Kids. Bikes. Donate. Please, we're just asking for a pledge right now. Dave, locked in an RV for days.
And it's Christmas.
And it's Christmas and his birthday. We will take your phone calls when we come back. 277-9600. All questions will be asked. I'd like to hear a few people say, yeah, I'll pledge a bike for the kids. 277-9600. We'll be back. Mike Chiannopoulos later in the 3 o'clock hour.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Area code 239-277-9600. Would love to hear from you. Of course, we're doing the Toys for Tots drive going on now, but things really get rolling tonight at 8 p.m. when Dave the Waterman gets locked into an RV for the rest of the week at the Walmart parking lot in Estero. We want you to donate a bike for Toys for Tots. And if you can pledge a bike, here's how it's working. We just want your pledge right now. And then make sure that you have a bike on Friday at the Estero Walmart. Now, you can get it from anywhere. You can order it online. You can order it online to be dropped off at the Estero Walmart. You can go and load it into your pickup truck and bring it down there on Friday. We just want to get as many bikes as we can because the people from Toys for Tots, the Marines, are going to be there loading up those bikes. And Dave gets locked in an RV until we get all the bikes donated. And he gets let out at Friday afternoon. He goes in tonight at 8. If you have any questions about it, 277-9600. Would like to donate a bike, a kid's bike, for Toys for Tots. You can do that. And we'll keep a running total of your pledges. Also, you know, anything that you have in regards to this. Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan has said anybody that will donate 3 bikes. You know, Jim Smith calls, I'd like to donate 3 bikes.
Are you talking about former Florida Attorney General Jim Smith?
Anyone.
In particular?
Not in particular.
Oh.
He'll give you a 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan. 3 bikes, 3 days with a car. A new car from Naples Nissan.
Sweet.
277, you know, we always try to give away prizes. This time we're asking you to donate a bike. And we're just asking for the pledge and that you can have a bike down there at the Estero Walmart on Friday. 277-9600 to take your pledges or any questions you have about Dave being locked in the RV, anything that you'd like us to do to him. As I said, if one individual, not a business, but an individual wants to donate 10 bikes and shows me the receipt, I'll spend a night in there with Dave.
So it would be like a live odd couple.
Yeah. Happening right there. And Stan wins. 277.
Stan always wins.
277-9600.
In the end, Stan always wins.
Yep. Any questions? Would you like to donate? Anything in regards that we should do to Dave? 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? Oh, by the way, traffic lights not working at US 41 and Gladiolus. I think the Guardian has been on hold.
The man himself?
Yeah, I think so. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, ahoy, it's the Guardian.
Hey, where you been, man? I haven't heard from you for a couple of days.
Well, I went up to the Buck Steamer on Sunday and tried to party like I was 25, forgetting that I was 65.
Ouch.
So yesterday I was a little incapacitated. But yeah. I'm all good now, and I lost my phone and...
You lost your phone at the game.
He did, man. He partied like he was 25.
I don't remember a whole lot after 1 o'clock. But anyway,
oh, man.
Who won?
New Orleans did. The Bucks looked good.
Are you sure?
They looked pretty good, and then he took a crap. But anyway, on this fight thing, what age group are you looking for?
Just think anywhere from toddlers that are getting their first bike all the way up to, preteens, 11, 12 years old that have a bike. And we're no cash. They discussed, taking cash and all that. They said, no, we want bikes so that come Christmas time, the bikes are there and they're ready to give to the kids. And just however you want to order a bike, if it's you want to do it online, you want to do it at the store, you want to go through a Walmart store and have it, pick up over there at the Estero Walmart. Any way you want to do it, as many bikes as one can donate.
Okay. Can you go ahead and just put me down for three?
Awesome.
You're a
Guardian,
good man.
Three bikes now.
I also wanted to say something to you, Guardian. I'm surprised that I haven't gotten an email from you very detailed about California ballot harvesting.
Yeah, I heard about that. And, yesterday I didn't pay much attention to the news. I heard a little bit about that this morning.
That's what happens when you booze it up, Guardian. That's what happens. Hey, by the way, do you know that you don't just donated, pledged three bikes? You get a 3-day car rental. Do you want it?
Nah, give it somebody else. I don't want.
All right, rental. Three bikes for the from the Guardian.
So I have to deliver them, or can I have them delivered through Walmart?
You can have them delivered as long as the bikes get there. By Friday, we're broadcasting, the station is broadcasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, so the bikes have got to be there by then.
Okay, all right.
All right, brother.
See what I can come up with. I thought a buddy of mine found my phone, so I had to run up to share something and go get it today. Jeez.
What can I make? So, can I ask, what were you drinking?
Well, mostly beer.
Mostly.
Yeah, but,
Probably started with beer, and then other things seemed like a good idea.
Damn it, Guardian, you didn't pick up the bong again, did you?
No comment.
I'll talk to you later, and thank you for your donation.
No problem, buddy. Yeah, take care. Yep. Love you.
Love you, too.
We don't have enough like him.
Nope. Guardian goes three bikes, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, wait, I can hear you well. Who's this?
Okay, hey, this is Corey from Naples. How you doing?
Hey, Corey.
All right, so here's what I got. So I got me and my three boys, and we're all big fans of your show.
Thank you.
That's my youngest one there.
Hey.
His name's Jackson, and he's always wanting to call and talk to you guys. And we tried it a couple, probably... a month and a half, 2 months ago, and we actually got through, or at least we thought we got through, but then we were on hold for about 30 minutes, and then you got off on a tangent about Bill Cosby, and you ran out of time, and we never got to...
All right, who am I going to talk to?
So, we're trying again, and it's Jackson, and it's his birthday. He's 11 today, so here he is.
All right. Jackson? Hi, Jackson, how are you?
I'm great.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I bet you're great on your birthday.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, what a perfect age. 11 is so cool. You know, you're pretty close to being a teenager,
That's 2 years.
He is well over a decade old.
Yep, well, you're double digits, well into double digits. 11. Happy birthday, Jackson, okay?
Thanks.
Do you want to say anything to your friends or anybody over the radio?
Well, PC was the best.
What did he say?
Um,
who's the best?
He said Pea Soup. It's the nickname for our dog.
Oh, okay.
He gave a shout out to the dog.
All right, sounds good. All right, pal, you did it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
All right, it's Benton.
What did he say?
It's thinking.
It's thinking.
All right, I called because I got a brand new bicycle, but it's an adult's bicycle. We want to donate the bike.
Bring
but
it.
It's brand new.
Absolutely,
okay.
Donate it. Bring it. Can you bring it to the Estero Walmart on Friday?
Yes, we can.
And I'm going to send you over to Junior so he can get your name and the bike that you're bringing so you get credited for it.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you for your donation.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hold on. There we go. Another bike. 277-9600. Remember, three bikes get you a 3-day car rental. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Toby.
Hey, Toby, welcome.
Hey, I'm calling to donate a few bicycles.
All right, that's what I want to hear. How many bikes would you like to donate for Toys for Tots?
I'm going to go ahead and do the three.
Awesome. You want the Naples-Nissan car rental?
Sure.
Three bikes. What's your first name?
Toby.
Toby.
T-O-B-Y.
All right, Toby, I'm going to send you over to Junior to get your full name and get you signed up for that Naples-Nissan car certificate, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you for your donation. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, hold on. Yeah, three more bikes.
You remember Toby years ago? He ran away and joined the circus?
Yeah. Not the Toby I'm thinking of. somebody see that people are curious about the Guardian. You know, I always heard his emails, but never heard his voice. And his voice was not in good shape today. He's been abusing himself.
Oh, yeah. He's still paying for Sunday. It's Tuesday.
All right. Did you get the right guy for the one bike donation? Okay, good. I'm going to take a couple more calls right now. Then we got to make way for Mike Chiannopoulos. I think I'll ask him if he'll donate a bike. Ahoy, who's this?
Clayton.
Clayton, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Oh, want to donate some bicycles, but I got a question for you.
Certainly.
So you say if you donate 10 bikes, you'll spend a night with Dave the Waterman.
All right, here's how the deal works with the 10 bikes. Right now, we're taking pledges, and we're trusting that people are going to bring their bikes out on Friday for Toys for Tots. In order for me to spend a night in the RV with Dave, I need to see the receipt that those bikes were bought so I don't go and have to sacrifice my valuable time in that RV and then come to find out on Friday, don't worry, Stan, it was just a joke. I want to know that the bikes are going for Toys for Tots.
All right, sounds good. I got to bring it to the station, the receipt?
Yes, sir.
So if I bring it up tomorrow, we got a deal.
If you bring it in there, if you bring the receipt to us tomorrow that you purchased 10 bikes for Toys for Tots, and I'm already going to take that you're pledging right now 10 bikes, but if you go and show me the receipt tomorrow and drop it off the radio station, one, I'll give you a Stan and Haney t-shirt, brand new, and two, I will be in that RV that night.
All right, I'll be there tomorrow with a receipt.
All right, hold
on. I'll pledge 10 bikes.
Hold on. I'm going to send you over to Junior so he can get your name so that when you come to the radio station, we know who you are. All right? All right? You're not there, are you?
I believe him, though. That didn't take long.
All right, well, we'll see. I need the receipt for 10 bikes, and I'd appreciate...
I think you're going to be spending the night in the RV.
And I'd appreciate you calling back, sir, so that Junior can go and get your name so that when you come here and have the receipt for the 10 bikes, because I'm going to have to pack my bag tomorrow morning. My duffel. I got to pack the duffel
bag. You're going to be bringing your cowbell and slide whistle with you?
Darn right I'm going to.
Because they go where you go, is what you told me.
All right, hold on. I think the chicken man might have bought a bike.
Well, speaking of the chicken man, you know what he did, right?
Yes, I got my ficus plant right here. Thank you, chicken man.
Chicken Man wanted to say hello, but I had to warn him about that this place is infected with Marley's disease.
Chicken Man bought a bike. Another bike. This is awesome. I gotta wait till. Is that the guy that called back? Is he, yep. The 10 bikes? All right. And then mark the Chicken Man down, too. He just bought a bike, too. All right, we got to take a break.
This is what Christmas is about.
This is what Christmas is about. When we come back, Mike Chiannopoulos.
I wonder if any of those anti-Santa people are doing anything nice.
Nope, they're not. They're just trying to ruin kids' Christmases. Mike Chiannopoulos is going to come in next, taking your phone calls. He's an attorney, especially this time of year. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation with your kids maybe over the holidays. Maybe you got popped with a DUI. Maybe you got some criminal stuff. Veterans issues. Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be taking your phone calls. I'll see if I can get a bike out of him.
Stan.
What?
Would you hold it against me if I had to take a leave of absence from the show?
When?
Just through 2020.
What?
A friend of mine might need a new chief of staff, and I got to commit through the election. Could you handle that?
Sure. Anything for the country.
We're talking 2020. It'd just be a leave of absence. Sure. I'd come back.
Yeah, well, they won't pay you.
Oh, that won't be an issue.
We'll be back.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. If you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law. From Absolute Law, 277-9600. We're taking your calls right now if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation, DUI, criminal, veterans issues. How many of you got that? 277-9600. I know you've been talking to one of our sales guys. You've been talking to other people about it. We've been talking about it on the air. We're doing a Beasley bike drive, Mike Chiannopoulos, raising bikes for Toys for Tots. The Marines been doing that forever.
For years, yeah.
And our little buddy, Dave the Waterman, we're going to lock him in an RV.
Did you just call him Little Buddy?
Little Buddy.
Okay, Skipper.
We're going to get ready. But we're locking him in starting 8 o'clock tonight. He's going to be locked in an RV in the Walmart parking lot here in Estero until Friday's show. He's going to be locked in there.
And Stan's going to sleep with him one night.
Yeah, and donated 10 bikes, because I said, here's the limit.
For what? To get a picture of you guys spooning? Or? No,
yeah, but I ain't getting anywhere near him. I'm going to be locked in there with him. Can we count on a bike donation?
Yeah, you can count on me for a bike.
I knew you could.
Put Chiannopoulos down for a bike.
Yeah, kids, man. It's Christmas. Yeah,
it's Christmas, and Toys for Tots. We're trying to raise as many bikes because... the gang from the Marines and the trucks and all that from Toys for Tots are going to be there on Friday loading up those bikes and taking them to needy kids.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thank you for your donation.
You bet.
277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos is in studio and ready to help you. He's here for one reason, to help. And he sings. He's got a... beautiful singing voice.
I have to have some background.
It's coming.
I'm giving Haney grief.
The machine's got to kick in. It's very antiquated.
I don't know if it's frozen, because it's on there.
Do I have the right button pushed in? Yes.
Yeah, it's frozen.
I do. All right, that's all right.
Let me just go with I can help. I don't need to do a cappella.
All right. 277-96.
A cappella's ugly.
If you got a problem... I don't care what it is.
I can help.
277-9600.
I can try one more time.
All right. 277-9600.
No, it's just not going.
All right. Don't worry about it.
You know why I told you this isn't important? There's no need.
Yeah, there's no need to have a computer in here. Tom is going to kick things off. Tom has been waiting the longest. He's on line one. Tom, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Stan. Haney. Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Hey, Tom, what do you got for us today?
Well, unfortunately, Mike, I got myself into a pretty big jam here this past weekend, and I got pulled over for a DUI.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it gets worse. I had in my possession, I had a small amount of cocaine.
I would recommend judgment. You can ask me some generic questions, but I would really recommend we talk about this off the air. I wouldn't want somebody to come back later and have heard this and have you say something that would be detrimental to you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Was it a good night up until then?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
All right.
It's always a good night till somebody goes to jail, Haney.
Yep.
You need to talk to Mike, please call him.
Because that's serious business.
Yeah, and you'll give him a free consultation. Oh, tell
absolutely.
Him where he stands. So,
Tom, it's 239-239. Ask Mike. It's so simple. And I'll answer a general question or two for you right now, but I'd rather talk about your stuff off the air.
And I would very much like to talk to you privately as well. But just for the sake of the audience or for myself, for Collier County or state statute, what would be the general guidelines for a first offense?
What's he up against?
Well, I mean, it depends on the. I mean, the a drug possession charge, you know, under 20 grams, or you know, they're not charging you with intent to distribute. So,
correct.
If it's a first offense and somebody's got no criminal history, and it's a minor possession charge like that, even though it's a serious substance, it's possible to get probation with no jail time. If somebody's got an extenuated criminal history, they're probably going to do some jail time on it. So,
okay.
All right.
So, first offense, it might not be the end of the world.
Right.
It is a first offense on any traffic court, first you know DUI, and first offense criminal in terms of any drug charge.
Well, I'll tell you what. Call Sam at my office, Samantha, at 239. Okay. Ask Mike, 239-275-6453. Call her right now and just make an appointment to come in and see me, and I'll give you a free consultation, and we'll get you taken care of.
Okay.
And do you practice in Collier County? Or
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Great.
All right, there
well,
you
thank
go,
you,
Tom.
Mike. I appreciate it. And right. Stan Haney, love the show. Thank you,
brother.
Talk to you soon. Just so that everybody knows, every lawyer is licensed to practice anywhere in the state, okay? But, I mean, obviously, you don't want to hire somebody from Fort Myers to go to Tallahassee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I practice generally in Collier, Lee, and Charlotte counties. We're in Lee County, and so we can go north or south to Charlotte or Collier, and we do that frequently. Almost all of our cases are in those three counties. You know, we will go to Hendry County occasionally for a case or something, but you start getting out there and it's not cost effective for the client.
Right.
Because then, you know, I can't go to Tampa, and spend 4 hours, 2 hours each way, and then for a 30-minute hearing and the client gets billed four and a half hours.
Right.
You know, so.
277-9600. We have one line open right now.
Plus, it helps to have a familiarity with the people that run the justice system.
And the judges you appear in front of all the time, et cetera. Yeah.
Line open. Let's go line two right now to George, who's been waiting patiently. George, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hello, Mike, and ahoy, guys.
Ahoy.
Mike, ahoy. I have a question for you, Mike. I served... didn't do a full spend under a year in the U.S. Army. I got a general under honorable conditions. I went to the VA a couple of weeks ago. My hearing is starting to go. I thought I would try to use the VA, but they tell me I was not legible to use the VA. They're going to send me to do a hearing test, but... meanwhile, my counselor there had mentioned something on trying to move my general under honorable conditions to an honorable, and I needed to fill out a form that he did give me with some verbiage to say something to the effect that I was, you know, naive and so on and so on. I was wondering if you would be so kind to maybe help me out on some of the right verbiage to use on that form.
Sure.
Make things a little bit easier.
Sure. Call my office at 239-ASK-MIKE. Sam will answer the phone, Samantha, and just have her set you an appointment for the end of the day, one day when I'm available, and it's not going to be this week. But next week, one day, at the end of a day, when I'm available, because when I help people for free like that, I just try to do it at the end of the day when it's not going to collide with anything else. But I'll tell you. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm Hispanic, and I love to cut people off.
Generally speaking, yeah, I used to date a Cuban girl once. Generally speaking, if you serve less than 180 days, you're not entitled to any VA benefits. If you serve more than 180 days, you're going to be entitled to all VA benefits so long as you get an honorable discharge. So, you know, you can get an honorable, you can get a general discharge, and the general can be under honorable conditions or under other than honorable
conditions. Now, what does that mean? Because I was going to ask you about that. A lot of people hear this stuff, honorably discharged, general discharge. What does, like, for example, and this is not specifically to you, George, but if somebody gets a general discharge under honorable conditions, somebody looking at that.
What does
not
that mean?
What does it mean?
It means you didn't do a very good job. You got in trouble some way. Typically today, although 10 years ago and further back, it didn't mean this. But today, it often means somebody turned up hot on a urine test for marijuana. Because, you know, marijuana is still a crime in the Army. Yeah.
Mike, let me tell you, you are good. That's exactly what I got popped for back in 86. I served from 86 to 87.
Yep.
I came up hot on a urinalysis test. It was kind of that time of... in our country, that they were kind of giving you, hey, get out of the service. We'll give you an honorable under general conditions. But
yep.
Now, if I am able to upgrade from a general and get an honorable, and I only served, a year and a couple of months, would I still then, you think, I still be able to go and get my VA benefits? Or
yes.
Just if I didn't serve that amount of time?
No, yes, you would be able to, because it's more than 180 days that you served. So you should be able to, but you're going to have to get that upgraded from a general to an honorable. Now, was it general other than honorable?
General under honorable conditions.
Okay.
Yeah, basically it's the second one underneath the, you know, the honorable. And
right.
The guy says there's a good chance, but you know how the service works. And have you had any experience or any knowledge of people doing that have been able to upgrade?
I have. And it has to go to this place. We'll throw out all these military acronyms. It has to go to the ABCMR. Doesn't that sound important?
Yeah.
Well, we're sending this straight to the ABCMR. That's the Army Board of Corrections for Military Records. Okay? So that's what the ABCMR is. And that's where the paperwork has to go. They review it. They review your service, and they decide, you know, typically if you've been out at least 5 years, which obviously you've been out 30, so that's not a problem, and typically if you haven't had any arrests, then they will usually go ahead and do it.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right.
And again, I just need to try to get some verbiage, so I will call Sam and try to set up an appointment with you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys, and appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
Tom.
Merry Christmas.
No, that was George.
Oh, that was Torm was the caller before.
Yep, he sure was.
All right, George, so I look forward to meeting you.
You're telling me that all Klinger had to do was smoke pot.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't have to buck for a Section 8.
Dress up, just smoke a little weed.
And think about that. How did Klinger demonstrate that he was insane?
He wore a dress.
Yeah, that's right.
And in today's world, he'd probably be prosecuted for being a misogynist and a sexist and a pig. And
he'd be celebrated.
He'd be celebrated. You'd have to accept that. That's how he identifies.
Yeah, all right.
That's all okay.
Wow.
277-9600. A few more minutes left with Mike Chiannopoulos. We have a line open. If you've been trying to call Mike and, it's always busy, we got a line open for you right now.
It gives a whole new meaning to smoke him if you got him, boys.
Yeah. Heather has been patiently waiting. Let's go to Heather right now. Heather, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Heather. How can I help you?
Well, I've been married for 11 years, and the guy I am married to has been living in my house. Basically, we've had minimal, we don't have basically any payments except for, you know, power and utilities. I've never come ahead with him. I've always gone backwards. And I'm kind of concerned with where he has a lot of debt. He left the state for a year.
You've been married to him for 11 years, right? So it's
I have been. And he left last year to help his sister in Arizona.
You should have not let him back in. You'd have been better off.
Well, I had considered changing blocks. But since he's been back, he's been pointing the finger, and he's been a bully, and he's been laying blame. So I have gotten a job, and I think he has accumulated quite a bit of debt. And I am concerned if, first of all, I guess he could take my house that he has been living in.
Whose name is the house in?
Mine.
Okay. Was it in your name before you got married?
Yes. Well, I had the mortgage. I had about $11,000 to pay on it.
Okay. But you never put his name on it, right?
No.
All right. Well, that's going to be separate marital property, so you should be okay.
Okay.
As long as you had it before you were married, it's in your name only, and you never put it in his name, it should be separate marital property.
Wonderful.
So he can't kick you out of the house. It's your house.
That's right. Can she kick him out?
And you can kick him out.
Yeah.
Well, my next biggest concern was the amount of debt that he has accumulated on his credit cards.
That's going to be a bigger problem, and it's going to be marital debt. And then the question becomes, you know, how much it was used for the marriage during the marriage. Like, if he accumulated $50,000 in debt because he was out drinking and partying and spending it on other women, we can do something with that. If he incurred the debt because he was putting it into a business you guys were running, it's going to be marital debt.
Okay.
All right.
No, this was just grocery. When he was over in Arizona, he had, you know, paid for a bunch of stuff separately. I tried to maintain the $1,000 budget that I had to live on for the year. And, you know, like I said, we've never gained any kind of assets. We don't have any kind of savings for our children. We haven't had insurance for the last 2 years. And now I know, like I said, that this credit card debt is probably accumulated, and I'm tired of living and going backwards.
Credit card
I have two children to think of.
Yeah,
what's that?
And the debt people don't care. So
credit card people don't care.
Well, go ahead.
Hold on. Go ahead, Heather.
We got other callers, but go ahead and do this. Go ahead and call 239. Ask Mike. All right.
Okay.
You're going to talk to Sam. And just tell her to give you a phone consultation with me because we're going to go through your facts specifically, and I'll be able to give you some advice that applies just to you rather than generally here on the air.
All right, Heather.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you. Awesome. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, right. Heather.
Talk to you soon, Heather. Sounds like a nice lady.
Yes, she does. Going through a difficult time.
I hate going backwards.
Yep, all the time. Becky on line one. Becky, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Becky.
Hello, Becky. Last chance for you, Becky.
Bye.
What? Okay. Sorry, Becky.
Becky, you can call back. You know, because I was about ready to be impressed. I don't get female callers during this segment very often, and I was getting two of them back to back. So, Becky, call me back. I mean, I feel like maybe I'm being targeted for gender bias here, you know? I feel like I'm being abused. I'm being victimized, Haney.
Here's Remington on
line two. Congratulations.
Right?
Now, but you're not being victimized that much.
Well, we need to celebrate that.
Yeah, we need to celebrate that, and we need to think hard on other ways that you've been wronged.
Well, because, you know, it's
that's what we need to focus
on. But we have to be wronged. I'm a powerful, fat, white guy, so I have to be punished for something everybody else did.
You're an effing white male. What do you know about it?
Well, I'm powerful, apparently. I don't know to who, but to somebody.
Remington, you're on with Mike.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Remington. Mike Chinopoulos, what do you got for us today?
My son's mother, I got split 50-50 custody.
Okay.
From the court. Just recently, I went to Michigan for a hunting trip. My diesel truck blew up. It's $9,000 to have the motor fixed. I flew home. I am using my work truck, which is a single cab pickup.
Okay.
She's threatening to take me to court to take my rights away because I only have a single cab truck.
How old are you?
I don't know the laws.
How old are your children?
My son is 3 years old.
All right. Well, you have to have him in a car seat. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I've got the top of line $400 Protect Pinnacle car seat.
All right. Is it backward facing?
Yes.
Well, then you're clearly within the law and your child is protected, and I'd tell her to go do what she thinks she's big enough to do.
So if she takes me to court, I get court papers, I can come see you.
Absolutely.
And get it taken care of.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm a little worried about it.
As what you told Mike, you're not breaking the law.
That's right. So
awesome.
And by the way, did you bag a deer?
Oh, yeah, two.
All right. My fee for this advice is going to be deer jerky. I love deer jerky.
You want some venison. We're going to take one more, and it's Danny on line three, and that will wrap it up for today.
Becky didn't call back, did she?
No, she did not.
See how you are, Becky?
Danny, you're on with Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Danny, what do you got for us today? You're the last caller.
All right.
Turn your radio down, Danny.
I want to ask questions about the VA.
You're on the air.
Oh, all right. Well, I served back in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan. I was in the reserves.
Okay.
And I want to know if that's any benefits that I could get from that.
Yeah. How long did you serve?
6 years, sir.
Yeah, and you got an honorable discharge?
I got honorable discharge, yes, sir.
Yeah. You need to go out to the VA there in Cape Coral, and there's a VSO or a Veteran Service Officer. Go see them.
Okay.
You need a copy of your DD Form 214 and a copy of your driver's license.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Simple enough.
They'll tell him what he's eligible for, and he's probably eligible for some decent benefits.
Mm-hmm.
24/7.
24/7, 365. As you guys know, I was in Brazil all last week and some of this week, and I was answering phone calls down there.
Yeah, you were.
People that were calling me, and they were like, "What? You're in Brazil? Why'd you answer the phone?" Because I say on the air, I answer the phone when you call.
Now, did you meet with President Putin while you were there?
No, but I did meet with the governor of the state of Minas Gerais, which is a big mining state. You know that Brazil takes up 60% of the South American continent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And it's so rich in natural resources. But I got to meet the governor and the minister of finance and the attorney general for the state. And it was an incredible, incredible trip, and what a wonderful opportunity, and I'm proud to be doing business with those guys.
Brazil is pretty amazing when you think about it, because it's almost several different countries. It's so big in the different regions and cultures all under one umbrella.
São Paulo is about as big as Vermont. That's a city.
It's big.
It's about as big as Vermont.
So. We will see you next week.
I'll be here.
And that'll be our final meeting for the year.
Right.
So last chance to get your stuff in with Mike Chiannopoulos next Tuesday. But always available, 239-ASK-MIKE 24/7.
Just press 6.
Yep.
Just press 6. Thanks, guys.
Mike, thank you. He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We're Stan and Haney. We'll be right back.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the afternizzle on 96 KRIZZO. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 KROQ.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We are locking Dave the Waterman in an RV until we raise enough bikes for Toys for Tots. Friday's the big day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., broadcasting out there at the Walmart in Estero. That's where the RV is going to be set up. You drop off your bike on Friday. Boy, we want to see a bunch of bikes. And Dave gets released back into the wild. Want to thank RV Rentals of Southwest Florida in La Belle for what Zito told me, their smallest model. Is that right?
By request?
The smallest?
They said they had a really beautiful RV to make Dave comfortable. And I said, comfort's not really what we're going
for
here.
That's not really the objective here.
That's not what we're looking for.
By the way,
you sound as if you might have got Marley's disease.
Patient 12. Yeah.
Got back from the doctor.
Got it yesterday.
Yep.
Are there any consequences to him?
You better believe it.
There better be. Seriously. He told everybody he was fine.
I'm not contagious.
And everybody got sick. Yeah. And this is a pesky cold.
I'm not contagious.
Apparently, now I have to see the receipt tomorrow. We did have a donation of 10 bikes
a pledge of 10 bikes, but this has to be a donation. I have to see the receipt.
I could tell in that guy's voice that he wasn't kidding around.
Oh, yeah, I know he wasn't. He's not messing around.
And because of that, I have agreed to spend one evening in the RV torturing Dave. And we have quotas for this radio station. You know, Zito, Stan, and Haney, we want to raise bike donations for Toys for Tots. If we don't meet our goal for a particular day, certain conveniences with Dave are taken away. He may not be able to sleep in a bed. I'll tell you, if I have to stay in there, he's not sleeping in a bed that night because I get the bed.
Well, obviously. Not even a question.
Not even a question.
What kind of meal would you like, Stan?
Steak.
No problem.
Thank you, buddy. We'll get Dave some...
bread and water.
Bread and water.
You know, this is a guy that's lived in the woods, hunted rabbits.
Oh, this is what he claims. I'll tell you right now, he sees me chewing on a nice steak with maybe some barbecue sauce on there and a baked potato with sour cream and butter, and he's eating a piece of dry white toast. It'll change. And the big important thing is I get to go outside the RV numerous times for a smoke break, yeah. Sit in a nice lawn chair, talk to the folks and all that. He doesn't. That's the other thing. Bikes. I don't care how you get it. You can order them online through Walmart. You can go to the Estero Walmart, pick it up there. You can get it from somewhere else. Just have to get the bikes to the parking lot where the RV is at the Estero Walmart on Friday, because the Toys for Tots trucks are going to be there loading up bikes. Right now, we're taking your pledges. We're telling, okay, you're good for a bike. Thank you. And we want to see it out there on Friday, and then you get the big check mark. Nice job. One bike, two bikes, three bikes, as many as you can afford. And a kid's bike is any, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 bucks, whatever it might be. We're looking for bikes for young kids all the way up to preteens. So, you know, a nice bike so that they can have something for the holidays.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Christmas.
Somebody said, well, a lot of times bikes have to be assembled. These are the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the bike. They can make sure it's assembled. They just want to have the bikes so that kids can have them for Christmas. Assembled. That's why no cash. As much as it's easy to have cash, that means that the Toys for Tots people have to go out and get bikes. They want the bikes for Christmas. So,
and then they're
no
just
cash.
They're going to put them on a big truck and take them where they need to go.
Yep.
Are you guys telling me that bikes don't come assembled?
Are you telling me that you never had to assemble a bike in your life?
In the old-fashioned days.
Yeah, and they still have them that way. Some are assembled. Some you have to pay extra to get them assembled.
And some are assembled improperly, and then I sell them to Stan.
Yep, and then the wheel comes flying off, and there goes the chain. Because some clown at the department store didn't tie a lug nut.
Was his name Dave?
Yep.
Right on.
Let's get you updated on traffic. First look.
K-Rock traffic.
Oh, by the way, Stan's named that movie today, which we'll be doing later on here in the 4 o'clock hour. 5 movie clips featuring real-life sports announcers. You ever see the movies where they actually get the real sports announcers to be in the film? Got 5 of them. Your job is to identify the film. One of them is extremely hard. The rest are really easy. The first one's going to be very hard. If somebody gets it, I'll be amazed. The voice, the sports guy, very famous. Very famous. Did a movie as himself.
You're not talking about Stu Nahan, are you?
No. Good guess, though. He was in the Rocky movies. Fort Myers crash. Big Pine Way and South Cleveland Avenue. And also, this is in the Buckingham area. Crash Buckingham Road, 10,000 block, right by the public services area in Fort Myers. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? He's about to give you the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. There is a new tool out that can tell you definitively whether you were naughty or nice this year. A secret Santa in Idaho is giving away $250,000 to people who need help.
Wow.
A porch pirate is busted after stealing a box filled with dog food and a urine testing kit.
You got internet, by the way?
I don't know. I can check if you like.
Yeah, because our text line. Okay, Dave's giving me the universal signal of wee, 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 that it means, I guess that means it's out everywhere in the building.
Yeah, it's very, it's slow.
I ask you a question, you'd give me a yes or no answer. Meanwhile, Scatterbrain's over there going, wee, 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 wee.
What does woo mean?
Meaning it's all, the universe, this right here. Show them what you were doing. Wee, 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 wee. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean, Bonehead?
The whole building's out, man.
It's slow.
Okay. I can't wait to get you locked up.
And lock him up.
Yeah, lock him up. Lock him up. Yeah.
You'd be all right, bro.
Yeah. Especially, hey, especially Dave, when I get in there.
You got a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. What's wrong, man?
What?
I got a birthday, man. Tomorrow, bro. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, party time.
Yeah, man.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Me and Stan are going to hang out.
Oh, what a nice birthday present.
That is, if I see the receipt.
Oh, you're going to be there.
If I see the receipt.
A woman gives birth in the Taco Bell parking lot and exclaims, "We deserve some nachos out of this." And finally, there are different levels of drunkenness.
You're darn right there are. Dave.
Maybe you're a little tipsy, but yeah, you can go much further than that.
Maybe you like a little fireball, Dave.
Police in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada pulled over a man on Friday night, asked for his driver's license. He handed them a hamburger.
Nice!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so important. The 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Amy.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for traveling during the holiday season.
Top tips for traveling during the holiday season.
To really beat the crowds, leave in January.
Oh, I got breaking news. Breaking news. Let me bring it back up. This from Fox News. Come on. Stormy Daniels is ordered to pay President Trump $293,000 in legal fees.
Oh, yeah, that was already settled. I guess they just had to figure out the number.
Yeah, she's got to pay him.
Now, let's see. He paid her $130,000 in hush money. I'm sure that's been spent.
Yeah.
Do you think she has $293,000?
Dirty. Oh, and the city of Oakland is suing the Raiders.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. She's going to pay him. Where's Avenatti when you need him, huh?
Probably out giving somebody a punch in the mouth.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that. Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Top tips for traveling during the holidays. Expect airport delays. Then lose your mind when they occur.
Oh, my God.
Let me look. Damn that, Roger Marley.
That son of a bitch. I'm out of it today. It goes in these different phases.
It does. I think I'm 90% over it.
Today, I feel like maybe I'm on some sort of space capsule and the level of oxygen is steadily decreasing.
Yep.
Where I can't think properly.
Hey, maybe we should ask part-time Ken if he wants to spend the night with you, too.
He'd probably drive off with the thing.
Yeah.
To avoid causing delays at airport security, please leave all explosive devices in your checked bags.
Yes.
If you're going Greyhound, be sure you also go Kevlar.
Oh, it's okay, God. Mama. It's okay, Mama.
When you're traveling during the holidays, it helps to pass the time by singing along to a beloved date-rapey holiday carol.
Look at this, y'all.
Date-rapey.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday carol.
Be sure to pack a winter emergency kit. Old, unused McDonald's napkins and 3 Slim Jims. Neatly label your prescription medication so it doesn't accidentally get mixed up with the party drugs. Remember, your wife and children are in the car.
Yeah.
So play dumb when local hookers call you out by name.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey!
You shut up.
You're crazy.
You shut up, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
You are.
You stupid old bitch.
You're an old fart.
Hey!
I can't get it up. Viagra my ass.
What an unpleasant old hag.
Unpleasant.
Sorry.
Okay. Take your mother and leave. Get to the airport early so you can enjoy cocktails with the pilots.
Yep. that's something Dave would do. Yeah, right on.
And finally, the very top tip for traveling during the holiday season.
Yes.
When driving on the highway, remember, stay in the right lane. The left lane is for Stan and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it,
Freddy, let's see if we can do a couple of emails here. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. John was listening to the Wayback Machine, and I couldn't agree more. Guys, need more cowbell.
I don't know that would have been possible. I think you gave it everything you
everything.
Had.
Everything. This is signed The Mini Guardian. Ahoy, men. Just wanted to say, with these lefties talking about global warming and other bull stuffings, just remember that they don't want to bring attention to the problem, but to themselves.
Jesus.
Their popularity is the only thing they want. Go Guardian! Guardian doesn't have an email today. He lost his phone at a football game.
Jesus.
This is from Clayton. Ahoy, guys. I noticed a few months ago your website got updated. It made it a lot easier to listen to your podcasts, which is primarily how I listen to your show. It's easier to navigate to that part of the show that you were listening to. And I've been extremely happy with this. Also, just to let you know, you can also get your podcast on Spotify. Well, thank you. Anyway, I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, or whatever the hell I'm supposed to say these days. I've been meaning to ask how exactly
it was that the Waterman got his own show. Keep up the great work, guys. It makes my work day here in Kansas a lot easier. And your show reminds me about a lot of things that I miss about my hometown. And it has a positive impact on me each and every day. Signed, Clayton.
We're here for you, Clayton.
When we come back, Stan's Name That Movie. Good prizes here. These are movies with real-life sports announcers in there. You might have seen them in football, golf, baseball. They got roles in movies. Your job is, I'll tell you who the announcers are. Your job is to identify the movie. We'll do it when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Dave gets locked up in the RV tonight at 8. We need bikes, toys for tots. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. Sports announcers in movies. If you're the first person to identify the film, I'll tell you the sports announcers too. And if you're the first person to identify the film, you'll get yourself a nice prize. We have $50 to the pewter mug, Stan and Haney barbecue saw. How about a year subscription to the online Marvel Comics? Subway. Tickets to the Southwest Florida UFO Paranormal Conference. WWE tickets. They're coming back in January. Did you get a call? Was that a recording that you got? Or is it really somebody from the sheriff's office?
It was like a recording.
That people are breaking into cars here.
Yeah, in the area.
Okay. Let's lock them, roll them up and lock them. Okay?
And what did it say?
It was just some automated recording saying that there's been reports of people breaking into cars around this area.
What's this area?
The Southwest Florida area.
The Florida area? Okay. So in the Florida area, we need to be mindful of that here in the Florida area.
Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll play the game.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, where's Zito so I can get the password for our text? I'm completely off the text. Crash, McGregor Woods Circle and McGregor Woods Boulevard in Fort Myers. And then we have a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Pine Ridge Road at Gladiolus. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. I've gone over the prizes. You've seen the movies where the famous sports announcers play themselves in a movie, a fictional story, but it makes it seem even more real. I've got five of them here for you. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. If you do so, you'll win one of the prizes that we just mentioned. The first one is, if you get this, I'm going to be impressed. The sports announcer is Howard Cosell. The legendary Howard Cosell. Name the movie. 277-9600. I'll release the phones after we play the first clip. This is sports announcer Howard Cosell in a movie. Name the movie.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, although you can see for yourselves, I have never seen action like this. That's it. It's over. It's all over. The marriage has been consummated. Nancy and Fielding Mellish, in the most real sense, are now man and wife. And if it's humanly possible, I'm going to break through these fans to talk to the two. Excuse me. Nancy, I know that this is very personal, but was it everything you expected?
Well, Howard, it all went by so fast. I just had no idea that it would be so quick, really. I was expecting a longer bout.
No difficulties of any kind.
Well, as you know, I'm extraordinarily ticklish. So I had a kind of a little rough time there. I couldn't stop laughing. And I just, you know, I thought it would really get in my way. But I really trained well for this, and I think it sort of held me, so there really wasn't any time that I didn't feel in complete control, you know.
How about you, Fielding? I was concerned about that cut. I thought they might stop the action. Did you have that feeling?
Yes, I was, Howard. I thought that that I'd have to finish it up quick because I thought the referee might come in and stop it. I knew I was leading at that point, and I was just hoping that they'd let me go all the way, and they did.
No disappointments at all.
Well, I had heard that he would be in great, great shape, and I felt that he wasn't, that he could use a little seasoning and, you know, sort of timing. The timing was a little off, but I think he'll be fine. I mean, he's not the worst I've had. Not the best, but not the worst.
Name That's the awesome. Movie. If you can name that movie, I'll be very impressed. That was Howard Cosell playing himself. Phone lines are released. Name the movie, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris.
Chris, name the movie.
Bananas.
It is. It's Bananas, with the Woody Allen film. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. What would you like?
I missed all the prizes. So
well, what do you want to get? Have something to eat? Do you want to go and do something?
You like comics?
You like the comic books?
No, do something.
Let's see. I've got the Southwest Florida UFO Paranormal Conference, and I've got WWE tickets.
Food. Just give me food, whatever.
You know what? I'm going to give you bread and water, like Dave the Waterman.
That'll be
Hold on. I'll give you Subway. Hold on. Movie clip number two. Name the movie, which features our friend Jim Nance, Ken Venturi, Gary McCord, the whole CBS golf announcing team.
Roy McAvoy's second shot at the second hole has gone deep into the woods. For a report on his plight, let's go down to Gary McCord, who spent most of his life in the woods and in darkness. Gary?
Ben, he's in jail here. No chance for parole. In fact, the only thing he's got to hit the ball back in the fairway. Try to pitch the ball on the green and get up and down first par. He's got no chance to hit it on the green.
$50 says I knock it on from here with a 7-iron.
On the green?
Right on the green.
You got it.
Marshall, you want to move these people back right here? I'm going right there.
McCord, what's he got? What's he doing?
Ben, I think he's going to try the old ricochet off the portalette with a hooded 7-iron.
I cannot believe he's about to hit this shot. Dave, VT1, record. Fun, record. Man, record this shot. There.
Roy McAvoy has banked his third shot at the second hole between the trees off a water closet, toilet or loo as you might call it, and got it on the green somehow in three.
Maybe the shot, though, that does get him right back on track here in this final round.
It could erase that double bogey at one. It may be the best thing that ever happened to him.
Name the movie, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
That's Mike.
Mike, can you name the movie?
Tin Cup.
It is Tin Cup. You are absolutely right, Kevin Costner. What do you want?
You got Subway?
I do have Subway. You want Subway?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, bro. Hold on. Okay. Yep.
God, Cosell was awesome.
He sure was. A lot of people don't realize this, that Milwaukee Brewers announcer and actor Bob Uecker played baseball. Bob Uecker still to this day does Braves or Brewers baseball on the radio. He was in a movie. Name this movie.
Top of the sixth and rookie sensation Ricky Vaughn on the pitch now. You can close the book on Kelner. Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
Wild thing! You make my heart sing.
You walk everything.
Taylor, what are you doing back up here?
Couldn't cut it the Mexican League.
That's your wife and my kids.
Vaughn in deep trouble here with Clue Haywood, last year's American League home run champ at the plate. Vaughn kicks, fires. Here is a swing and a drive toward left field and deep. Oh, boy.
No way. Too high.
It is gone off the reservation. A grand slam home run for Haywood. So Vaughn is off to a rocky start as Haywood clears the bases with one swing.
Name the movie.
Just a bit outside. Yep.
Bob Uecker. Ahoy, who's this?
This is David.
David, the movie, please.
Major League.
It is Major League, of course. What would you like?
Could you just send me the junior? I couldn't hear it.
No. I'm not going to just...
Do you have pick. Food?
Yes, I have food. Would you like the pewter mug or would you like Subway?
Let's do the Subway.
Done. Hold on. This one, of course, it's special to my heart and Haney's because it was a friend. Our buddy Chris Schenkel.
Oh, what a prince of a man.
Like 50 years at ABC Sports, Wide World of Sports. Great guy, no longer with us. He was in a movie, too.
Trailing by 29 pins. He needs three consecutive strikes to win it all.
I need you now more than ever I need you.
One strike down, two to go. You can cut this pressure with a knife, Chris.
Gets nothing.
Ahoy, who's this?
Kenny.
Kenny, can you do it?
Is it Kingpin?
It is Kingpin. You better believe it. Bill Murray, Woody Harrelson,
awesome.
And our buddy Chris Schenkel. What would you like?
I'll do the pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. $50 to the pewter mug north. One more for you. It's the easiest. This features our announcers Brent Musburger and Dan Fouts. Name the movie.
Swan, too.
We did it! I can't believe it! Yeah, but I love you!
Oh, I love you too, Ryan!
We're the champion! It's the coach, Clyde! You got your manhood! You got your manhood! Bobby, congratulations! You're the MVP of the Bourbon Bowl! How do you feel? I love Mama!
Name the movie. That's the easiest one out of them all. Come on. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Can you name the movie?
It's The Waterboy.
Darn right, it's The Waterboy. What would you like?
How about the pewter mug? You got another one?
I've got another one to the pewter mug north. Sure. Would you like it?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Junior will take you. He's carrying on a long conversation with a previous winner, talking about what they did last weekend and where he's going on vacation. But he'll get you right now. Hold on.
And, of course, you mentioned that movie. You can't forget our good friend Jerry Reed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Head coach. Do I have a nice outro?
Do you?
Yeah. Can you provide me with one?
That's a different question.
All right.
Because as of now, you don't.
Thank you.
But it could happen.
I appreciate that.
Now.
No. Is the internet down?
It would appear so. Let me see if I can find some sort of... well, we're not going to have that. But I might be able to do something like this.
Okay.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to sportscasters in movies. Tune in next week, where Stan will pay tribute to all the movies that have Larry King doing fake news in them.
Oh, I might be able to do that.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, I might need to bunk with Dave tonight.
Boy, he is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, he's loving every minute of it.
Everybody that passes him by, ooh, they're locking you up, huh?
Yep. I'll have to show up tonight, tell him to put me in there. Now I'm bringing some fresh smokes that he can't have.
What is Junior having dinner?
Yeah, he does that at this time of day.
He just really is quite comfortable, isn't he?
Sure is.
That's why he fits right in.
Is it supposed to be cold tonight? What's the temperature?
He was telling me.
I think it's going to get down to about 40.
Okay. I'll make sure I'm bringing my Snuggy.
Long Johns?
Long Johns. I'm going to be very comfortable. I was going to do it tomorrow night, but I'll do it tonight because I got doctor's appointments Thursday and Friday. And
do you have to fast for that?
No, not for those. I've already done my fasting for the week. I never live that again. No, I'm gonna have snacks and stuff.
You said you were thinking about maybe having a couple of frosty ones.
Yeah, maybe a couple of cold beers. I'll be slurping them right in.
You know what? You really, if you think about it, that is the ultimate lifestyle of convenience.
Yeah.
Because you're right there at a super center.
Yeah.
Whatever you need's right there.
Right there. And I can go in and get it. He can't.
Yeah, you could change your mind.
Yeah.
And say, I was going to go with this, but I want that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that instead.
We are locking Dave tonight, Dave the Waterman, in an RV at the Estero Walmart. Until we raise enough bikes for Toys for Tots, we're asking you to pledge a bike and have it at the Walmart in Estero on Friday. Friday's the big day where Toys for Tots takes They're bringing the trucks. And K-Rock will be out there all day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. But what's happening tonight is so that you maybe, you know, that little extra to get a bike for Toys for Tots, Dave is locking himself in an RV from now at 8 o'clock tonight until Friday late afternoon. He's going to be locked in there. Now, me, being the buddy I am. Old pal. I'm going to lock myself in there with him. Now, I can get out and leave and enjoy a smoke, have a cool smoke, a beer, some snacks.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're free, man. You're not the one locked in.
No, I think my girlfriend gets off of work at 9 o'clock. I'll have her bring me some burgers and fries.
And then stuff. Maybe you and her can snuggle a little bit in the bed.
Yeah, you know what? I can invite anybody in I want. I'll invite her in.
Yep. And tell Dave, you know, have some respect. A little privacy, please. Go face the wall.
Maybe I'll have her spend the night, too. You know, I don't want to be away from her. Maybe I just have her come in because the bed's big enough for the two of us.
Yeah.
Dave can sleep on the floor.
Yeah, and he's cool. I'm sure he can turn and face the wall, you know, if you need some privacy.
Yeah, I'm going to need privacy.
Maybe get him a set of earplugs and just have him sit and face the wall.
You know what?
You could bring his dunce cap.
Because I was thinking about that. I said, you know, this means that I won't get to see her tonight. Bull crap. Come on in.
You're going to bring Dave's dunce cap?
Yeah, I should. Well, you know what? He's walking around. I'm going to make sure he packs it. It better be in the RV, or then I will physically bring it in the RV.
I've got his bag right here. I could just throw it in.
Yeah, put his dunce cap in there. But yeah, I think I'm going to be... this is Stan's night.
But it's supposed to be all about Dave.
Oh, he stays in there.
But he's supposed to be the star.
In his mind? I'm not there to take his limelight.
You're just there...
Support.
To have a nice night with your girlfriend, and you'd appreciate it if he could, you know, just show a little respect.
You know, she and I were talking not too long about camping.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a blast. Let me text her and see if she wants to camp.
And if, you know, he's cool. I'm sure he won't, you know.
I didn't even have to go and reply or ask her. She just texted me. I'm there. All right.
No, that'll be great.
That's going to be awesome.
The two of you can have like a nice little getaway.
Yes.
And all he has to do is just stay silent and face the wall.
Sweetheart, I think we got that wine. We can bring the wine glasses and have a little wine.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And Dave's a good brah.
Yeah. Where is he?
He's picking up some spaghetti.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. What does this text say? He's locked in an RV for the whole night. 30 seconds facing the wall. Oh, 30 seconds facing the wall is not that big of a deal. No. But if it goes on for four or five times, you know, give me enough time to recuperate and I'll be fine.
And, you know, she'll probably want to watch, you know, Hallmark movies and whatnot.
Yep.
Dave was just saying, I don't know if I'll have any entertainment, so that'll be good.
Yeah. So you just got to face facts. This is
my
night.
I know that you and her like to snuggle and watch chick flicks. And
I think that special, what's that show with the captain and the crew there that's on the yacht. Do you know what show I'm talking about?
Gilligan's Island?
No. I'm going to make a night of it.
Yep. And of course, if she's coming over Dave can't really be in the bathroom because she's going to need it most of the time and, you know, spread out the makeup and all
makeup
that.
Makeup and hair dryer and all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not going to be a lot of room in there because, you know, she's got to have all her stuff.
Yeah, as someone just texted, he's going to have a deep sleep in the crapper.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Wasn't that the name of your blues album?
Yeah, Deep Sleep in the Crapper. It was big. We got a crash, Acorn Road and Sanibel Boulevard. The show that's on tonight, it's our favorite, Below Deck, it's called.
And what's that about?
It's about
a yacht crew?
A yacht crew and all the hell they go through when somebody rents the yacht to have a big night out on the town. And they go to all the Caribbean islands and it's about the crew.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Now everybody's telling me it's Below Deck. I know the name now. I think it's on tonight. I can't miss it.
What's that come on? The Yacht Channel?
Yeah, something like that. Mark?
They all listen to Yacht Rock?
Yeah, I think so. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Dan Rather in Washington, Nelson Benton in Washington, Don Webster south of Quang Tri, South Vietnam, Bill Curtis near Indianapolis, and John Cheyenne in Wesseling, West Germany, with a special report on the environment. Can the world be saved?
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, December 11th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Yeah, just getting some texts from my girlfriend. She's very excited about this.
Yeah, it'll be almost like living on Below Deck.
Yep. Then I'm going to get up in the morning, leave all the junk behind, and leave.
There, yeah.
I thought also, yeah, I got doctor's appointments and all that, but I'm also thinking, Stan, go into the RV when it's the cleanest. The bathroom is clean. The bed is clean.
Yeah, you be the one to mess it up.
And I'll be the one to mess up, because I'm going to, before I leave tomorrow morning, I'm going to leave him a treat.
Yeah, when you leave tomorrow morning, you don't go back. He's got to stay there.
Yeah. It's going to be fun tonight.
Are you still going to have a lot of tuna for breakfast?
Yeah. You know that's what I love.
Right out of the can. You just open up a bunch of cans of tuna.
Yep. A couple might spill.
Yep. Just let them sit.
And you know, you got to properly drain the tuna juice in the sink.
Yep. Oh, all kinds of fun's going to take place.
Where is he? I want him excited about this, too.
I told you, he's picking up spaghetti.
Where is he picking up spaghetti? For you.
Yeah. Because he won't be available later. Oftentimes you hear about the overnight sensation. They come out of nowhere and get a number one record. Who could forget the big hit, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who, who?
The Baja Men seem like overnight sensation, came out of nowhere, super hit.
Yeah.
That was in the year 2000. Believe it or not, the Baja Men, prior to having that massive hit song, had been together as a group for 21 years.
Wow.
They formed in London in 1979 as a group called High Voltage, switched their name to the Baja Men in 1991, and found huge success in 2000 and never heard from again. Mm.
Are they still around today, though?
Oh, I'd imagine so. At least one of them going under the name.
Junior, check the Baja Men Tour 2018.
There you go.
Says they're still active.
All right.
Well, I mean, the Platters are still active.
Yeah, but there ain't a Platter. Oh, by the way, someone just suggested it would be great. Yep. You know what my girlfriend and I are going to do tonight? Make some s'mores.
Where did thongs come from?
Brazil.
No, they did not. Thongs originated in New York in 1939 when the mayor informed strippers they must wear underpants. They wanted something as small as possible, thus the thong.
Okay.
Scrabble is a hugely popular game.
It sure is. I love playing Scrabble.
It first came out in 1938, but it wasn't successful right out of the blocks. It was first called Lexico, and it was just a bunch of tiles with no board. Eventually, they got their act together.
That's stupid.
What do you suppose is the most expensive hotel room in the United States?
Waldorf Astoria.
No.
The Crown Plaza in Manhattan.
No.
What?
The most expensive hotel room in the United States is at the Mark Hotel in New York. The penthouse suite.
Oh, okay.
$75,000 a night.
What do you get? Is that you got a turn down service with that?
You better be a damn fine mint on your pillow.
Yep.
I want to see that, Junior. I want to see what $75,000 a night is.
I was listening a couple of weeks ago to Stern on satellite, and he said that there are hotels that he and his gorgeous wife, because he's a man of privilege, that he has stayed at where he said he feels so uncomfortable because you get the hotel and you have your own personal butler. You have your own personal person that does your laundry. This is at a night in a hotel. And he says it is just, you know, the person will come in and start unpacking your clothes out of your luggage and hanging it up, sending stuff out to be pressed.
Without being told.
And without being told. And he's like, he was saying, you know what, I like to take my own clothes. No, this is why we're here. And he would tell, as Stern said, he would tell him, no, just don't worry about it. And he said, but they're there hovering.
I have no job if you do that.
That you got to let them do all this stuff. And you're paying for it. He says it be to the point where it's uncomfortable that you have all of these people going into your things and putting them in the dresser and taking out all your toiletries and hanging your clothes, and they're waiting outside your door for anything that you might need. And he said it almost feels like, you know, I don't want that.
Well, they're discreet, aren't they?
Of course they are. That's their job.
Not like you and I in the airport when the porn that had been packed in my luggage unbeknownst to me was gone through.
Yeah, I know. I was there when they had the thing and the dogs and they're swiping the side of your luggage and pulling out all kinds of porn.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there goes Omar the tent maker and his posse waved right through.
Yeah.
Have you been naughty or nice this year?
I think a little of both.
Well, there's a company that has created a tool that can tell you if you've been naughty or nice. The tool looks at your tweets for the past year to determine whether you were naughty or nice. All you have to do is enter your Twitter name, and it analyzes everything you wrote to figure out which list you belong on.
I don't like that. That's an invasion of privacy.
And they do have an example. They've analyzed the president's tweets and have determined that President Trump scored 78% naughty.
Oh, come on. Look where America is. He's been a good boy.
He is. He's a very good boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this. Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, fellas. I had my own personal butler when I stayed at the Burswood Hotel in Perth, Australia. Out of control.
The butler was out of control?
I guess so. Well, they're always there. You just... And yes, sir. It gets uncomfortable from what I'm told.
Well, I mean, it would be nice if, you're in bed and, you bring me a warm rag immediately.
Somebody just texted. I should bring the cat and the litter box.
And ask Dave if he can watch it for a few days.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? Leave the cat in there for the whole time. See who comes out first. I'm not going to do that to him. That's too cruel.
That's called murder.
Yeah.
in a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 27-year-old gent by the name of Andrew Felix was caught on camera taking several boxes off people's porches in Cincinnati on Saturday. At least two people's doorbell cameras got clear shots of his face, and police arrested him the next day. Now, you may wonder, what did this 27-year-old man trade his freedom for?
What? So he was a porch pirate, stole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a picture of him now. Not stable. What'd he take?
Well, one of the packages he stole had a bunch of women's clothing in it.
Good for him.
That was the best thing he got. The other box contained a pair of gym shorts, a 27-pound bag of dog food, and a half-gallon jug as part of a urine testing kit.
Well, he made out like a bandit.
The urine jug was part of a testing kit someone had ordered to see if they can donate a kidney to their cousin.
Jeez.
So now the cousin has to wait even longer to see if they're a match. Andrew made his first court appearance on Sunday, and he's looking at some time.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, as no one told him, what I always try to explain to people, it's such an easy thing to remember. Don't take things that don't belong to you. That was only one.
What? Was it?
Yep.
Oh, did I not hit the right one? Oh, hold on.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill?
My bad on that one.
You know, when you're around a problem drinker,
and we know them.
You may have had the thought, I know I have, why are you continuing to drink? I mean, can you get drunker than you are?
Yeah, I'll be sleeping with one tonight.
And I guess the answer is yes. I guess it's always possible to get drunker.
Okay.
Police in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, pulled over a man on Friday night on the suspicion that he may be driving drunk.
Uh-huh.
Those suspicions were heartily confirmed when they asked the man for his driver's license. He happily complied and handed them a hamburger.
Nice.
I guess there was no verbal communication. They just asked for the license. He handed them a hamburger. And they realized the man was too drunk to even take a breathalyzer. So they just mercifully took him away.
Jeez. We got a picture of this guy? Well, probably couldn't sit up for the mugshot.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, December 11th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I hope Dave's back in time so I can tell him the good news. And he can tell us, you know, what to expect.
Oh, his day just keeps getting better and better. And he's got his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Everything's great.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk to Dave here, break the news to him. And we're going to do traffic first, and then we'll have a talk with Dave.
We'll have a talk.
Yeah. Yeah, Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman coming up at 6. Dave gets locked into the RV at 8 p.m. tonight. We want bikes. Toys for Tots. Bikes. Pledge
That's
a bike.
What it is all about.
That's it. And let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. I'll just do a couple here. We have Fort Myers crash, South Cleveland Avenue at Boy Scout Drive. We also have another crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway and Gateway Boulevard. And this one in Bonita Springs. Crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Imperial at Bonita Plaza. And you are up to date. 8 o'clock, and let me give you the details as it's written so that we don't forget to mention anything. We are locking Dave the Waterman in an RV. It starts tonight at 8 p.m. until we raise enough bikes for Toys for Tots. And then on Friday, big all-day event, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday at the Walmart in Estero to drop off your bike and release Dave back into the wild. Thanks to RV Rentals of Southwest Florida in La Belle, who is providing the RV. You've seen the RV, right?
No.
I haven't.
I thought you were setting it up.
You haven't seen it?
I've got the location scouted and everything else.
Well, okay. So
scouted.
Yeah. Scouted.
So what does that mean? What do you do when you scout?
Well, you look for lighting and cameras and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know? Make sure we're in a safe zone, you know.
Come on, man. He's going to be locked up. Now, I said if somebody donated 10 bikes, an individual, and somebody did, going to show me the receipt tomorrow, but I got two doctor's appointments on Thursday and Friday. So I'm going to lock myself up with Dave tonight. I'll arrive, you know, somewhere around 9 o'clock.
Come on, man.
And, yeah, when it's convenient for you.
Yeah, well, when it's convenient for me, and I got to make sure I pack and get all my luxuries and stuff that I need. And, you know, I had to notify my girlfriend that I was not going to be spending the night at home. And then it dawned on me.
Yeah, that's a long time to be away.
What?
Staying with us.
What?
She's coming in, too.
So yeah. Come on, bro.
She and I will need the bed.
And you got to be a good bro, man. You know, you got to, you know, you're locked in there, but you got to face the wall and be cool when they're busy.
None of that happening on this bus.
No, man. Well, it's not like you're going to join in. Yeah. You just got to be cool and be quiet.
This is my night. This is my night.
Bro, well, then you stay in there tonight and I'll come tomorrow.
No, I'm not the one doing the promotion.
And just
be
cool, you know, like when she needs to paint her toenails and stuff like that. Just be cool.
Yeah, some guy just
said. Are you kidding me?
She should bring her nail polish stuff.
No, man. No.
And then we leave for a little while.
It's not.
And at least tonight, you know, you're going to want to stay away from the bathroom because she'll probably have all her stuff laid out.
No,
lady stuff. No, it's already done.
No.
Guess what?
What?
It's done.
She and I are moving in for the night.
Oh, man.
Okay?
And you just got to be cool, man. Be a bro.
That's what it is. Got to be a bro.
Okay, if I got to suck it up and I got to deal with it, man. No nail polish painting,
bro. Yeah, she can do what she wants. And then we can leave as we please. We got a Walmart right there. We can get all the luxury stuff we need. You have to stay locked up in there.
Plus, maybe you could play with the cat while they're doing
that. Yeah, we're bringing the cat in the litter box, too.
Don't you dare bring
that
beast.
And the cat stays through Friday.
Do you mind watching the cat?
No. This is not getting any better. No.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
I'll see you a little after 9.
That's just real good, Stan.
I'm going to get some nice folding chair so we can sit outside the camera.
Tomorrow is going to be such a big day, too. Yeah. Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, man.
How
old are you
going to
be?
Too old, man.
40, how old?
44, man. Yeah.
But 44. You've been saying you're 44 all year.
No, man. I've been 43 this year, man.
But you've been saying you're 44 and successful.
I kind of wonder if I was actually born on the date I was born on sometimes.
Why?
Like, I don't know, man. Yeah. So I just,
it doesn't seem right.
I feel younger.
You realize that when he was born, he didn't have a name.
Boy Waterman.
That's true. It was. It was
true.
Boy
I've
Waterman.
Seen his birth certificate. He'd seen it. Parents couldn't even come up with a name.
Dude, they were partying. They
well,
no
it was an accident.
Yeah, you know.
We want those bikes.
Yes,
toys for tots. That's why we're doing this.
No cats, man.
I'll see some of you tonight. Of course,
no litter
my
box.
Girlfriend and I need our privacy.
Well, if there's no litter box, what, that would
no
be
cat,
really
no
bad.
No litter box, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what?
And I'll see you later then.
You know, you got to make some allowances when your bra's dealing with a female, man. Just be cool.
How's your problem, man?
Man, this is just getting better and better.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? You got a problem?
What's wrong?
Yeah, you know what's wrong with it, bro?
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Cats. I like cats now. That's new. Yeah, that's new. I was a dog guy my whole life. I used to think that cats were really fancy squirrels that hung around outside. Meow, that's a fancy squirrel. We should invite him in. Sounds like he wears a top hat and a scarf. I want to hear his story. Got it? Probably has a delightful British accent, right? Here's the one where I lose a lot of people. Sports. I'm not into sports anymore. Yeah, all right. You don't need to join me, but it was by accident, right? I was watching a football game, and I hit previous channel on the remote, boom. And then it jumped to a whole nother channel, and then that's when I discovered this HGTV. Oh, you guys are in it? What? You've seen this Home and Garden network? Oh, what a delightful network that is. I missed the whole game because I got caught up in a marathon of Property Brothers, Flip or Flop, House Hunters. I was yelling at the TV like it was a football game. Get the marble counters! And then if you watch HGTV, you know their crown jewel, that Fixer Upper show. Yeah, again, yeah, with Joanna and Chip in Waco, Texas. What? First of all, you could buy a house for $5 in Waco, Texas. According to Joanna and Chip, right? Joanna's exotic looking. You don't know what she is. Chip is this funny white guy that can fix anything. Makes me giggle every episode. Get off that tree, Chip. You're going to break something.
Have yourselves a great... I'm on the air, Dave. Jeez. Have yourselves a great evening. I'll see some of you tonight. Just... You know, I'm there to relax. Lord willing, be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Friday's the big day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., broadcasting out there at the Walmart in Estero. That's where the RV is going to be set up. You drop off your bike on Friday. Boy, we want to see a bunch of bikes. And Dave gets released back into the wild. Want to thank RV Rentals of Southwest Florida in LaBelle for what Zito told me, their smallest model. Is that right?
By request?
The smallest?
They said they had a really beautiful RV to make Dave comfortable. And I said, comfort's not really what we're going for here.
That's not really the objective here.
That's not what we're looking for.
By the way,
you sound as if you might have got Marley's disease.
Patient 12. Yeah. Got
just
it
got
yesterday.
Back from the doctor.
Got it yesterday.
Yep. Are there any consequences to him?
You better believe it.
There better be. Seriously. He told everybody he was fine.
I'm not to take this.
And everybody got sick. Yep. And this is a pesky cold.
I'm not today, Beth.
Laughter. It's so important. The 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for traveling during the holiday season.
Top tips for traveling during the holiday season.
To really beat the crowds, Leave in January.
Oh, hold. I got breaking news. Breaking news. Let me bring it back up. From Fox News. Come on. Stormy Daniels is ordered to pay President Trump $293
for traveling during the holidays. Expect airport delays. Mm. Then lose your mind when they occur.
Oh my God.
I mean, look. Damn that Roger Marley.
That son of a bitch. I'm out of it today. It goes in these different phases.
It does. I think I'm 90% over it.
Today, I feel like maybe I'm on some sort of space capsule and the level of oxygen is steadily decreasing.
Yep.
Where I can't think properly.
Hey, maybe we should ask part-time Ken if he wants to spend the night with you, too.
He'd probably drive off with the thing.
Yeah.
To avoid causing delays at airport security, please leave all explosive devices in your checked bags.
Yes.
If you're going Greyhound, be sure you also go Kevlar.
Oh, it's okay, God. Mama. It's okay, Mama.
When you're traveling during the holidays, it helps to pass the time by singing along to a beloved date-rapey holiday carol.
Look at this, y'all.
Date-rapey.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday carol.
Be sure to pack a winter emergency kit, old unused McDonald's napkins, and 3 Slim Jims. Neatly label your prescription medication so it doesn't accidentally get mixed up with the party drugs. Remember, your wife and children are in the car.
Yeah.
So play dumb when local hookers call you out by name.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey!
You shut up.
You're crazy.
You shut up, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
You are. You stupid old bitch.
You're an old fart.
Hey!
I can't get it up. Viagra my ass.
What an unpleasant old hag.
Unpleasant.
Sorry.
Okay. You it's take right. your mother and leave. Get to the airport early so you can enjoy cocktails with the pilots.
Yep. That's something Dave would do. Yeah. Right on.
And finally, the very top tip for traveling during the holiday season.
Yes.
When driving on the highway, remember, stay in the right lane. The left lane is for Stan and me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.